next speaker, who's based here at the business school, Neil Albaron, who's going to be talking to us about adventurous off-road cycling. So take it away, Neil.
Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to talk a little bit about my project, which is titled Valuing Adventurous Off-Road Cycling. As a tourism product, a case study of Southwest England. Okay, so the actual studentship itself. So in collaboration with Paul Hawkins, project manager for One Southwest, who's sat in the audience. My case studentship will investigate the economic value of off-road cycling. One Southwest project is a partnership project which originates from a 2006 feasibility study titled Developing Off-Road Cycling in Woodlands Across the Southwest. And the aim of the project is to develop the Southwest as an off-road cycling region. Now this study was commissioned in response to concerns over the long-term viability of traditional economic forest activities. And it was recognised that commercial forestry would need to be supplemented by other activities, and off-road cycling was identified as a possible opportunity. Now, this initial study established a broad economic value of off-road cycling to the region, but the report acknowledged that the difficulty in measuring accurately the economic impact of off-road cycling. And my work seeks to address this by developing a dedicated method to capturing the economic value of off-road cycling facilities that created by One Southwest. Okay, so the project itself is a multi-agency partnership. On the side you see there's some principal partners involved. They're involved at both a strategic and also a site-specific level. And a high-level coordination is needed between partners because the project's regional in scale and it's also crosses boundaries as well. Okay, so moving on to the One Southwest product itself and what it looks like. This slide just sort of shows what the actual product's like on the ground. The product consists of four integrated elements. The first one is development of some start pedaling sensors, which are designed as a very gentle introduction to off-road cycling. So we're talking about very easy cycling trails, particularly sort of that circumnavigate reservoirs and things like that. Element two is creation of trail hub sites, which provide a slightly higher level of challenge for cyclists, but still remaining within the capability of the majority of people who go there. And just to give you an idea of what a trail hub looks like, the cafe at Holden Forest just outside Exeter can be seen in the top right of the slide. And examples of the type of, sort of trails you find there can be seen in the bottom two images. Element three is the creation of a regional interactive adventure cycle map, which once launched will enable people to sort of plan off-road cycling experiences and holidays more effectively. And the fourth element consists of the Cycle Adventure website, which you can see in the top left. And that's an online gateway to the opportunities for off-road cycling in the Southwest. And it's designed very much from a user's perspective, so if you're a beginner, you can go on there and then you can select trails that are suitable for you. If you're more experienced, you can do the same. That's just a little bit about the One Southwest project. Okay, so moving on to my project and how it fits in with that. My project has two aims. The first is to develop a dedicated method for capturing the economic benefit to regional tourism of adventurous off-road cycling. And secondly, to establish the strength of case of this activity as a regional tourism attractor. And my aims are going to be met by the following objectives. Five stated objectives on the slide will inform and direct my research. So objectives one and two have been the focus of my most recent work, which has involved conducting a comprehensive literature review of the different academic and practitioner approaches used to measure economic benefits within the field of tourism, leisure and recreation. Knowledge gained from this investigation will be used to inform my choice of methodology and address research objective 3. I will then collect data at selected One South West sites following initial piloting of my methods. And then this data will be used to address objectives 4 and 5. Ultimately, by developing a dedicated method, it's the intention my work will have relevance for future policy or perhaps inform similar developments in the future. As stated previously, aim to develop a dedicated method for capturing economic benefit. And having reviewed the available literature, it's clear that there's no one single recognised solution to actually measuring tourism's economic impacts, let alone its associated social, environmental and cultural effects. However, you can consider economic benefits from sort of two perspectives. First is to measure economic impact directly by attempting to quantify visitor expenditure at sort of tourism resources or facilities. And this is typically done using a visitor survey to ascertain the direct economic impact before then using either something like an economic multiplier or computer modelling techniques to estimate the indirect and induced effects. Alternatively, you can try and understand how tourists value their experience and why they choose to visit certain recreation or tourist resources. And this typically involves asking people to visitors to the sites to place an economic value on their experience or attitude towards a resource. In the literature, this is termed contingent valuation, and is a measurement of a respondent's willingness to pay for that resource. Alternatively, you can value resources by looking at sort of respondents' travel costs to get to the site, or even valuing their time as well. Examples can be found of the use of both approaches to research off-road cycling. Certain work by Fix and Loomis in 1998 and Sidorelis and Moore in 1995 looked at the economic value of mountain biking in Utah. And that's something I could look at to help me sort of direct my methodology. However, none of the reviewed studies have combined the two approaches. So a knowledge gap exists between understanding the demands tourists place on destinations and the economic impact of their activity whilst they're actually on site. In the next phase of my work, I intend to explore the potential for combining both impact analysis and economic valuation in an attempt to provide a more comprehensive solution which will look at both the sort of tangible and intangible effects. So, thank you very much for listening.